Applying Realization to Relationships by Adyashanti. Many spiritual seekers have had glimpses of the absolute unity of all existence, but few are capable of or willing to live up to the many challenging implications inherent in that revelation. The revelation of perfect unity, that there's no other, is a realization of the ultimate impersonality of all that seems to be so very personal. Applying this realization to the arena of personal relationships is something that most seekers find extremely challenging and is the number one reason why so many seekers never come completely to rest in the freedom of the self absolute. Inherent in the revelation of perfect unity is the realization that there's no personal me, no personal other, and therefore no personal relationships. Coming to terms with the challenging implications of this stunning realization is something that few people are willing to do, because realizing the true impersonality of all that seems so personal challenges every aspect of the illusion of a separate personal self. It challenges the entire structure of personal relationships, which are born of needs, wants, and expectations. This is the challenge: to let your view get this vast, to let your view get so vast that your identity disappears. Then you realize that there's no other, and there's nothing personal going on. Contrary to the way the ego will view such a realization, it's in reality the birth of true love, a love which is free from all boundaries and fear. To the ego, such uncontaminated love is unbearable in its intimacy. When there are no clear separating boundaries and nothing to gain, the ego becomes disinterested, angry, or frightened. In a love where there's no other, there's nowhere to hide, no one to control, and nothing to gain. It is the coming together of appearances in the beautiful dance of the self called love. To the seeker who is sincere, an experiential glimpse of this possibility is not enough. If you are sincere, you will find it within yourself to go far beyond any glimpse. You will find within yourself the courage to let go of the known and dive deeply into the unknown heart of a mystery that calls you only to itself.